Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning. Hey. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, back with us this morning. Refreshed.
Low managed.
I took a day. One extra day.
Oh, when Key comes on, I took a day. When I'm working at night, I load manage.
No, I took a day.
You need recovery from your three-day vacation. No, it's totally understandable. Fun and sun. I mean, you had a big Memorial Day weekend.
No sun at all, by the way, for Key.
Well, his son was around. Think about all the alcohol intake. So you have to be able to detox right. in a 24-hour period before you go on the air. I couldn't come in here on Tuesday from the weekend with all of the alcohol still in my system.
You could have.
No, you would be smelly. It would just be. It wouldn't be right.
So there's load managing going on.
Yeah.
No load managing. It's load managing when it comes to you.
Why? Wow. Because I work that night until 2 o'clock in the morning?
Because it bothers you, Jay. That's why. Yeah. That's
no, it doesn't bother me anymore.
No, you have to fight through it.
You can't fight through laying on the couch drinking
No,
margaritas?
Because then I would fall asleep at work because I'm drunk and intoxicated still. But the weekend, I mean, obviously the weather, thanks to you New Yorkers, was...
Oh, yeah, it's all our fault. Yeah. What we do, once we get to Friday, it's like, you think you're going to have a nice weekend?
We got you, Keyshawn.
Let's just drag these clouds in. Because just ruin everything.
Think about it. Y'all sell it. Y'all sell a dream for Memorial Day weekend.
What are you talking about? You FaceTime me showing the water in the background. Like, look at this. Look how beautiful this is. Look at me.
You see the clouds?
Yeah, but I also see you having a really good time.
No, you heard the music.
I saw the cabana.
But you heard the music. And then all of a sudden, once I turned the phone off 10 minutes later, showers. Yeah. Like, come on. It's just like.
Your optimism, though, was great throughout the weekend. No, it's gonna turn. The weather's going to turn. I kept looking at my weather app like, it's not turning.
No, but here's what happened, though. I originally told my wife, let's cancel the deal. I'm like, it's not going to. She convinced me we should still go through with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, whatever, man.
Stay positive.
So I tried to stay positive the entire time. When we got out, it was a little cold. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, we cool. It looks cool.
First of all, how long did it take you to get there?
It was probably 2.5.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I left right after the show. Right,
smart. Okay.
So I got on the road.
Because if you leave around noon or 1, you're going to be there.
Traffic.
No, 4 hours.
Yeah. And so some people that I know left, like you're saying, it took them 5.5.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I wasn't going to do that, though.
No, you lost the Montauk, man. That's like a 2-lane road. I'm like, I can't.
No, it wasn't crowded at all. It was fine as far as getting around. For the most part, for us, it was. It just, you know, it was just the rain, man. The weather kind of screwed everything up.
But
I was looking forward to it.
Beautiful day on Monday. So let me guess. You get home.
And it's a beautiful day.
It's clear skies, 80 degrees.
Murphy's Law.
That's what we do in New York.
Murphy's Law. What we do. And I blame New York.
Yeah.
We walked around. It was crowded in Dumbo. People, you know, right elbow to elbow walking around. You know, it was fine. It was fine. But
was it restful, relaxing, good family time? That's really what matters in the end.
Yeah, it was.
Some memories?
No memories other than the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, driving, I drove to a sushi restaurant that was like an hour and a half from where we were staying.
Hour and a half?
Yeah, because of traffic.
Did you come back into the city?
We went to Southampton. But it was my fault. So check this out real quick, Jay. So, you know, I go on Yelp because I don't know the area. So I'm like, best sushi, blah, blah, blah. Okay, pictures, great. It was like, oh, okay, that's what's up.
The pictures.
You know, the pictures always get you, right? We pull it up. It's like 3 cars in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
So my kids, they messing with me now. They're like, oh, so a whole time we're running late. So we call and ask the people. So the first thing that the young lady on the phone kept saying is, no problem. We have plenty of room. So I'm like, okay, cool. Call back 30 more minutes late. Oh, no problem. We got plenty of room. So we pulled up to it. It was like an old diner-looking place.
Those are the best, though.
Yeah, but it was right. Yeah. It was right. The furniture wasn't right, so you kind of was like, and it was empty inside. So when you walked in, you didn't really know what was going on, but I saw the bar. The bar was right. The mixtures, I was looking at the drink. I'm like, okay, that's what's up. I see what it is. So then I go sit down. I look at the menu. I check it out. And then all of a sudden, people start coming in. So then I started feeling better. And then it got really crowded. And it wasn't because I think it was because we were so early, because we ate probably, it was like 5:45.
Oh, yeah. That's so way early.
That's super early,
yeah,
right?
So you got in there just before the crowd, and then you realized, like, okay, this is a spot.
Yeah, but it was like an old diner, you know, and the chairs and the booth that we was in.
Don't waste your money on all the infrastructure. Was, just
you're
make
coming
the
there
food.
For the food.
Yeah, that's what, that's all that matters.
It was right.
All right, but so you had a rainy weekend, but yeah. At least you had a good time.
Yes.
It never rains in Southern California, but right now.
Kind of has.
It is pouring in LA. I'm not even going to ask you about your Lakers right now and what we saw with Anthony Davis injured and LeBron kind of checking out, walking off the court basically late in that game too. Just you could see that look in his eye that we've seen before. I'm not even going to ask you for your take. I'm going to let LeBron take it from here.
I don't know. I mean, we got our ass kicked. I mean, it's just that simple. They got to whatever they wanted to get to in this game, and you know, we got to be better, obviously, if we want to force a game seven. So, obviously, a lot to learn from in this game, a lot to cover. See, you know, what we got to do better going into game six. But, I mean, they pretty much just kicked our asses. I mean, it's nothing else really to say.
I think he said it pretty clearly. 115-85, the Suns beat the Lakers in game five. They were down by 30.
Say it again.
At the half.
At the half.
30. It was a 16-0 run in the first quarter that kind of set the tone. Right. And
I turned
that was
the game
night,
off
night, termite.
Yeah, into the second quarter. I mean, I watched the rest of the game, and then I kind of fell in love with what Dame Lillard was doing that night. But, man, I got to give Phoenix a lot of credit. Like, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about LeBron, but off the top, I just want to say CP3 is such a difference maker. Devin Booker had that Mamba mentality the whole game. I mean, he had 30
points
in the game.
Yep.
It was ridiculous. And, once again, DeAndre Ayton is our dude right now. He is our dude. For them, it's crazy the way they're playing. Even with Andre Drummond, they took the life out of them early. The game was over early, which was not what you expected to see from a Lakers team that their back was against the wall. You thought they were going to fight. Disappointing watching the Lakers. Proud of what you saw from the Phoenix Suns.
And you have a 0-for-9 game for Schroeder. Without AD, you needed Schroeder. 0-for-9, 0-for-4 from downtown. Two starters, 0 points. Caldwell Pope comes back from injury.
How much
he only took
him?
One shot.
$84 million.
And he turned it down.
He turned it down. Oh, he'll get paid on the open market, but.
Good. LeBron, 24 points, 7 assists. He played 32 minutes, but you could see it, the look in his eye. He had that look in his eye like, you know, I need to go back to Cleveland. This is not working out.
No, he ain't going back to Cleveland. But
like, I need to get.
I need to go back to my house in Malibu. Was more the look he had.
I need to.
It's just.
I need to rearrange the furniture. Hey.
Man.
He's already telling like Rich Paul, like, let's work on this roster.
Well,
like,
that whole roster will be revamped next
year.
Yes.
Well, I mean, of course, it depends on how we get out of this. Now, let's not start acting like, I mean, it's tough, right? We're in a 3-2 hole.
Can you win the series without Anthony Davis?
Man, no. It depends on what LeBron goes back to L.A. and do. I mean, anything could happen. You got two games.
He needs to play, man.
Anything.
He needs to play tomorrow night.
Of course. Of course.
Or whenever the game is, whatever. I don't know exactly what the game is.
Of course.
He needs to play. Back against the wall, elimination game, groin or not. Got to be out there, man.
He's had a couple of days rest. You're going to have to figure it out.
I don't like the fact that he left the court with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah, I don't like that, though. Because I don't like that, because people are going to turn it into something that it's really probably not, even including me. Like, I would have preferred to see him wait to the end with 30 seconds or something just to walk off. Just, you know, it just didn't – the optics of it just didn't look right.
Those are sometimes you see those things and you're like, damn, bro.
I just don't want him to be that frustrated. Why? You know what I'm saying? Because then I look at him like he, on top of being sore, he's frustrated, and it just – you know, I like to see my big dude stay right there and let him know, okay, you got to come back to L.A., and we're going to be down 3-2 unless, you know.
Well, they did take a piece of CP3 late in that game. A little
Wesley
hit on the
Matthews
shoulder.
Did. Wesley Matthews did.
You know, just kind of like, all right, let's try to even the playing field here a little bit. Let you feel something because our guy's banged up. But, I mean, I think that's a fair question. Can they win this series without Anthony Davis?
Yes, they can.
Without Anthony Davis.
Yes, they can.
What more do you want LeBron to do?
I want him to put the whole team on his
six
back.
6 of 10 from three-point range. Well, they were 12 for 35.
He was 6 of 10?
The rest of the team was 6 for 25.
I want him to be 10 for 10.
He didn't attack the paint, though, at all.
Seven assists, but because no one else could make a shot.
I wanted him to have 13 assists.
And that ankle still, no, I'm not making excuses at all, but it didn't look, he wasn't attacking.
24 points in 32 minutes and seven assists on a team that shot 34% from the field.
What did we say yesterday? That's pedestrian for LeBron James.
How can you have more assists if guys can't make shots?
Exactly.
This is, hey, look, man, it's unfair. We're talking about him being one of the greatest of all time, right?
Mm-hmm. Was talking about he is.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. So, expectations are
maybe
unfair.
Maybe the head that wears the crown.
They're unfair.
Mm-hmm. You said seven assists? I need seven. 25. Whatever. I mean, you know.
Well, then you need guys to make shots. And they didn't do that in this game. And it was early and it was often. And it was a mess. It was bad. And, of course, that's what we look at. That was on national TV. That's the game we talk about because it's the Lakers and they lost. AD, but there was a performance of the night last night in the NBA. And most of the country probably didn't see it. I mean, think about it. A historic crazy performance that might not ever be remembered, mainly because most of us didn't see it. We have to talk about it, though, and we'll do that after Jay has this from Indeed.
The good news is your business doubled. The even better news is Indeed can help you hire the right people without the wait times of the typical recruiting process. That's because Indeed has a great hiring platform where you can make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates over video right from your easy-to-use employer dashboard. It's just another reason Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey.
Man,
this is the game most of the country didn't see,
which is wild to
and
me.
And the NBA, like, I wishes you did.
I'm watching the Lakers game last night, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, man, ain't this some BS, man? These dudes.
That,
like,
game's on the Laker game's on TNT, and you're stuck with it if you don't have NBA.
The Suns just smacking them. I'm like, all right, respect D Booker, I love it. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching. I switch over. I'm watching. I'm like, ooh. Yeah.
You know what they should be able to do though? Remember how they had the ability, or they have the ability in the NFL. In game to switch the game when it gets out of control.
Well, they do they sometimes will do the look in. You
no,
can do
they
the look
just
in.
Switch it like the NFL.
NBA NBA TV, like, and TNT are the same company. It's Turner. I don't know how you couldn't have bailed out of the Laker game.
Yeah, just put on
it's 30 points at halftime. Yeah. LeBron's checked out.
Yeah, just switch it.
Why wouldn't you do that? Is it because it's the LA market? You don't want to lose the LA market for some reason?
I don't think you would lose the LA market, because I'm sure.
Well, maybe rights. Maybe there's a rights thing that you can't do that. It's got to be a rights thing. It's the same company, though.
It could be something like that.
So anyway, let's just explain it to those who didn't see it, because it is early in the morning. This game ended before 1 a.m. Eastern time.
I'm that person.
And you were there, Jay. It's a 147, yes. 147 to 140. Double overtime, which include clutch threes by Damian Lillard. He played 52 minutes in the game, but that's not the story. He scored 55 points, a playoff record 12 threes.
He made threes to send each into overtime,
including
down
two
each time. But I'm talking about, like, step-back threes with people in his face.
Yeah, on him.
Like, yeah. Relentless.
And the best part is that one of the greatest plays of the game was Jokic and that pass to Michael Porter Jr. in the corner. Nasty. How the hell did he make that pass? But we're not even talking about his performance. But Michael Malone called it superhuman, what he saw from Damian Lillard.
Well, you got to put it in the context, though. I know you said that's not even really the story, the amount of minutes that he played. But you got to think about the amount of minutes. And like Jay said, the things that he had to do with playing those minutes, knocking down threes to send it in the overtime. You know how heavy, Jay, how heavy his damn legs, no matter how much shape he's in, to be able to mentally, the fatigue, to be able to do all of those sort of things and still perform at a level. Yeah, the points are cute because it's 55. And the 12 or 17 from three is very cute. But put everything together and think about that performance with the minutes, the fatigue, the legs, all of that. That's the impressive part for me.
And what channel was it on?
It was on NBA TV.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to have NBA TV.
That's why Dame always feels disrespected. Like, once again, like, granted, Lakers losing, big story. I understand
that. Well, that's always the story with him.
And it's always the story. But, like, that was one of the best games I've seen all year. Like, that – and if you're Dame, you're frustrated because, like, first off, you're frustrated because you lost. Obviously, you want to win. But, like, that's the narrative we've been talking about for Dame is, when is he on Broadway? Like, when is that – his game on Broadway, where it's getting
say that.
The national
but before
recognition
we get to
deserves.
That, because it's funny you say that, let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because Lillard, after the game, and, you know, I mean, again, it's a fantastic performance, one of the great performances in the history of the playoffs, 80 points he scored or assisted on, the most in playoff history, tied with Russell Westbrook from about four years ago. So here's Lillard, though, after the game, about his unbelievable, historic performance. He didn't really care about it.
Dame, can you just describe emotionally where you're at after this?
Tough loss, man. It's do or die now, so we got to win both of the next two games if we want our season to continue. As simple as that.
But after what you gave, just personally, like,
it don't matter. We lost the game, so I mean, at this point, all that matters is we can't lose another game in this series. So we go out there, we play to win the game, and we came up short.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Guys, like, this is a player who, Jay, you're a basketball junkie. You know him. Basketball fans know him. Key, you know him because you're a Lakers fan. You're a basketball fan. But sports fans don't know enough about how good. He's one of the best or worst kept secrets, or whatever, how you want to put it, in sports. And mainly because he's in Portland. He doesn't want to hear it. He's been hearing this for years. But it's a shame, he's over 30 now, that we don't really get to enjoy a talent like that on the national level as much, because this team just isn't a national level team.
And I understand where he's coming from. When you perform at the level that he performed at last night and you lose a game, that's not the story. The story is we're trying to advance, and we know how tough it'll be in the next two games to advance. And what I would say to that is he's supposed to say what he said. But what I'm going to say for him, and I beg and I plead with him, is to get the hell out of Portland. Okay? Because I want to see Dame Lillard win a championship, or at least be put in a position to win a championship again. I know a couple years ago he was in a Western Conference final. It didn't happen. Golden State had too much for him. But here's a guy who reminds me a lot of Larry Fitzgerald, who's going into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, who essentially did great for Arizona Cardinals. There's no question about it. Had a chance to play in a Super Bowl, but in the end, he didn't win the Super Bowl. And because I'm such a fan of his, I'd like to see him finish the deal. He stayed in Arizona too long, in my opinion, where now it's like he's done.
His loyalty is one thing, right?
But it's at some point, I think Dame is going to reach that and say, you know what, I may need to do something different. Even though
Does he get there?
Because I want to see him do it.
He's been fighting this off for years. He has admitted to friends, you know, privately, never says it publicly, that he's kicked it around,
I'm sure
he keeps coming back to the loyalty factor.
Well, I think a lot depends. I'm not sure Terry Stotts is the guy. And that's going to be the question for them moving down, like, especially with
he's
been there a long time. They haven't really got it done. Let's remember, they're also playing against a Denver team without Jamal Murray.
Yep.
Right? So the fact that they're down 3-2, it takes a Herculean performance like this from him for them to actually be in that position. And you see some of the shots that he was making last night. I mean, those – look, you're down three with 6 seconds left. You have to get the ball outside the three-point line. The defender knows that. He plays it, and he still makes a shot. It's just ridiculous what you see Dame do. But I'm not sure you just see Dame pick up and leave. Everything about Dame is the guy that wants to just say, I'm going to do it my way. I'm not going to do it the way other people want me to do it. I want to do it my way. And I think there's that battle ego-wise for him.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, really, again, after this is over. Now, the series, of course, isn't over, and the way he played after this, how could he have the energy even to come back for another game?
Come on,
but he's going to have to, and that's really what we've seen out of him throughout his career. So much more on this. 888-CESPN, 888-729-3776 also is the number to be part of the conversation. We do have a way that the NBA can kind of create a little more interest after the first round of the playoffs, as if you need it. It's a kind of fun game that we want to play that involves poaching players from teams you eliminate. We'll discuss that after Key has this from O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'Reilly, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAutoParts.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside, or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
You guys are great. It's the greatest morning show. I got a ton of options in the tri-state area.
Say it again.
You guys are intelligent, intuitive, and just plain fun.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Market madness continuing today as we move to the Titletown region. Get to that in a moment. I want to let you know what happened yesterday, though. This was a close one in the one-name wonders region. Yadi Molina, Penny Hardaway, and Yadi comes through with the win over Penny. This was close, though. It was 57.2% of the votes. So, of course, the St. Louis Cardinal fan base.
They came out late
They
night.
Come out. Penny Hardaway at 42.8. So, Yadi moves on. So, today at KeyJNZ, you can vote right now. Titletown Region Sweet 16 matchup. Steph Curry, Lindsey Whalen. Lindsey Whalen, the huge star in Minnesota, Minneapolis, won with the Lynx and the WNBA, coach right now as well. She was the pick there, and then Steph Curry in the Bay Area. And right now, very early, still 23 hours to go in the voting. Steph Curry, though, 85% of the votes
so far.
So, yeah, so Steph Curry in the lead there. So that's happening in market madness. Of course, we got all of the – we got 16 markets. We got our experts to give us all of the top seed, the top three most popular athletes in each market. There's some of them were coaches. And then we took all the number one seeds, and we have them now in a bracket, and you will decide who will be number one overall in the entire country. So again, at KeyJNZ for that. But as we're talking about Steph Curry, as we mentioned Steph Curry and this and his popularity, can we get back to Damian Lillard? And that discussion after last night's game, again, the 55-point performance, the two clutch threes to force overtime twice for Portland. And now the question about really what we keep saying about Damian Lillard is what happens? Where does he go from here? Does he ever get to that point, Jay, where he's like, it's time. I got to move on. I've got to be able to get a ring. I don't think it's going to happen for me here, and you got to do it before it's too late. Or is he just one of those loyal guys that is just, no, I'm not going to be one of these guys that chases rings. I don't want to be that guy. I want to win it here where it all started for me.
Look, Dame is his own man. Dame's going to do whatever Dame wants to do. I think he's made that very clear with how Damian Lillard presents himself. But what I saw last night was just a microcosm of a bigger issue. Portland Trailblazers are failing Dame Lillard. They're failing him. And they're failing him with the talent that he's surrounded with. They're failing him with how many times his team several years ago was just at the Western Conference Finals. Like, their defense is really bad. And I know people are always going to say, well, at the end of the day, Dame, it's on your shoulders. What else do you need this man to do? What else do you
need?
Well,
that's why the pressure's on the franchise, because
that's
if you're Portland.
That's why I said the franchise has failed him.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If you're Neil O'Shea, if you're wondering about how do I keep Dame in Portland, you have to surround him with pieces that actually help this man win a championship. And the team that he currently has around
McCollum,
him is not it.
Nurkic,
Zach
Carmelo
Collins has
Anthony,
been hurt. Nurkic
Zach Collins
has been
is
hurt.
Never available. Right. That's the big problem. Mello's they make the trade for Norman Powell. It's a really good trade. But they just – now, again, the series isn't over. But they do seem like that team – they feel like that team that is always good, but never good enough.
Yeah, they're going to always be a good team within the Western Conference, but much like you said, Alan, not the team that can get over the hump. And when you talk about players like this, yes, you can waste their talent, but how many people that are superstar NBA superstars that are looking to go to Portland? Because other than that, you're going to have to trade major assets to get a guy, but you're going to have to convince that guy that he wants to play in Portland. It's much easier to get a guy like Dame Lillard to leave to go to a New York or an L.A. or Chicago or wherever these big – Miami or wherever these big markets are, where it's hard to get to leave a bigger market
to go to,
go to Portland.
To play with him. Yeah.
To play with him, especially in free agency, because if somebody can give you $200 million in a big city – somebody could certainly match what Portland
is. But also keep
about.
In mind, when you go to Portland, you're just not seen as much by most of the country because of how far, how late they play and all that stuff.
All of those things.
So with that in mind, again, we got to always keep an eye on the Lillard situation. Every year it almost seems like we have the same conversation. I just want to get back to Market Madness. It was brought to you by Indeed. Resumes are good. Resumes with an Indeed skills test are better. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Again, at KeyJNZ to vote right now. Steph Curry, Lindsey Whalen. So I had this thought. Evan and I were talking about, we love playing these little games when it comes to how can we make things better. So let's do this. If Denver ends up winning this series, and there was a rule in the league where you could then, whoever you eliminate, one time in the playoffs, only one time, you can poach a player from the team you eliminated. Take that player, he's now on your roster, and it's a conditional first-round pick if you win the championship. If you don't, that team gets a second-round pick. So if you're the Nuggets and you add Lillard, are you a championship contender?
Yes.
If you're like, we're going to take him now.
Yeah.
And now you become a legit championship.
Yes.
Remember, they don't have Jamal Murray. So you add a guard that can go like he can go with Jokic.
I mean, Utah's the favorite in the West. But if you add Dame with Jokic and the way,
and you
Michael,
just drop
Porter,
him into
and the
team.
Way Michael Porter Jr. has been playing, yes, you can win a championship.
Yeah,
right?
And if you just – without even doing that, if you took what you just said and drop him into Portland to win a championship. If you took the Denver team.
Not the team.
One player.
No, so if they took Jokic,
yes,
they would be a championship contender?
And Portland would be a championship contender.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Offensively,
they would be great. They just have so many issues defensively.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're bad defensively.
It's horrible watching them play defensively. It really is.
So let's just – again, these are the parameters. Now, it's for everybody. Let's go through the whole league. So these are the rules we come up with. It is you can do it only once, so only one round. You can't do it every round. So you have to be choosy. Like, you know, maybe you think we're going to go deep. Let's wait till we beat
so
this team.
So Brooklyn could take Jason Tatum?
They could if they wanted. Or they could
wait. They could wait.
And maybe say, let's add, you know, whoever
Giannis,
the next.
If they beat
yeah.
Milwaukee.
Or if you're Milwaukee. Now, remember, you have to be willing to give up a conditional first, meaning if you win the title, that team now gets your first round
pick.
They
can have it.
Or you at least give up a second round pick.
They can have it. They can have my first round
pick. I think so, too.
I might even decide to throw you another one in there.
But if you're the Bucks coming out of the Heat series, you're playing the Nets next, would you take Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo?
I would take Bam because I would take the matchup for the Brooklyn Nets. I would take Bam.
Right. Another guy to guard KD.
Yes.
Right? Another bigger body. Another guy with the ability to guard KD.
Or actually, you know what? I'm not sure. I take that back. I might take Jimmy Butler.
The way he played, though, let's also keep in mind, he did not look good. He looks a little worn down.
Yeah. But I need somebody to guard either James Harden or Kyrie Irving. Mm. And I need that perimeter defender.
Or are you taking your chances with the Nets if you're the Bucks, and then poaching KD after you knock out the Nets?
No, because I'm
you
down.
You can only do it
risky?
Once during the playoffs.
I can't
do that because I'm down Dante DiVincenzo. I've lost my other perimeter wing defender.
Because that's a gamble. If you say, no, because if we beat this team and we can grab like Harden or KD, and then you go to the conference final, I mean – It's over. Wrap.
But that's a big risk, though.
I'll probably mess around and grab Jimmy Butler, though. I'm going to grab Jimmy Butler. I know this last series, it just didn't – not great. It didn't – you know, it just doesn't look good, whatever the case is. But a little bit of rest. Maybe there's a rejuvenation because now I'm joining a team that in Milwaukee that is on the verge of doing something special. So now I get a little joke.
Yeah.
And I got to bring my A game – because I'm going up against the Brooklyn Nets, opposed to sitting around and waiting to see. Because you mess around with Brooklyn, if you're Milwaukee and you don't take something off Miami and you get to Brooklyn, there won't be any poaching.
Right.
You'll be at home.
Yeah. I got to give my assets away and take my shot.
Now.
The only thing I worry about with this game is chemistry issues, right?
So everything's included here. Yeah, you have to consider all.
If I take Jimmy, like, how will the dynamic of my Milwaukee
team not want to do it? Will he? Right? I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sure because that's what Jimmy likes things Jimmy's way. Let's just be honest about it.
Jimmy's not
everywhere
happy.
Jimmy's gone. Jimmy's like things Jimmy's way. So if it's not Jimmy's way in Milwaukee, how will that affect Giannis and how will their personalities clash?
No, you got to think of it that way. 888-8 ESPN 888-729-3776 because we want everybody to play this game, including if you're the Phoenix Suns.
But LeBron James,
if Phoenix Suns become a championship contender.
But LeBron James wants it his way, and he's always had it his way.
Wouldn't
so
you, if you're the Phoenix
you
Suns,
say sure?
But I feel like LeBron and CP3 have a lot of chemistry due to their relationship, and they could play off each other very well. And they both, like, they're all on the same page. Like, CP3 and LeBron were like, all right, you guys even each other out, same page. Devin Booker, go drop 30.
Now let's keep going because this.
See, this
now,
game is starting to get fun.
So Pat brings up a really good point. So the Lakers beat in the play-in game the Warriors.
Oh, stop.
Now, do
we're
we
pairing
this,
them together?
Now, do we only do this for the playoffs and not the play-in? Because if you did it for the play-in and now they've got Steph.
Yeah, but that we that
things
we,
are much different
yeah,
now,
game
right?
Over.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think we can only make it for the when you're in
the playoff rounds. Okay. So we're pretty much putting Bradley Beal on Philadelphia, which that's scary.
Yeah, I got another
that's
shooter.
That's scary. One of the most dynamic scorers in the league. Just not another shooter. Bradley Beal is just not another shooter.
Another shooter.
He's one of the most dynamic scorers we have in the game of basketball, period, on the planet.
888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your idea. So I'll ask this one. If you're the Atlanta Hawks and you win this series, do you just go, we're all set? Let's wait till the next round. There's nothing there. I'll tell you what, though.
You can give up a two for something.
No, I'll tell you. Well, that's what it is. It's conditional first. Okay. If you win the championship or it turns into a two, here's what I would do if I was the Hawks. All kidding aside, Derrick Rose. I get it now. He's better than Lou Will is right now. And now Trey has a little bit of pressure off him. When he goes to the bench, you got to stop Derrick Rose, who's playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah, but Atlanta's not winning no championships. So
they would just say, no, we're all set?
Why am I wasting my one?
Yeah. That's the other way to look at it.
Why am I wasting a two?
That's the other way to look at it.
I'm not going to win the championship.
You don't think the Hawks could beat the Sixers?
I don't want to be disrespectful.
They can't beat Brooklyn.
But I'm about to be disrespectful.
Okay, fair.
If I'm Atlanta, I'm angry because I'm playing the Knicks. I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Because who am I taking from the Knicks to help me beat the 76ers with Bradley Beal, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid?
Not even the Sixers. Brooklyn, you're looking beyond.
I know, yeah. but you got to get through Philly first.
But he's right, though.
But you're looking beyond that,
because you're giving up a draft pick.
I'm not giving up a draft pick to do
or a
what?
A second, though? Not even a second just to get like.
No, to do what? Losing five, losing six?
Is it worth it to you just to.
Nah. I might as well hold on.
I wait until next year until we get a better opponent.
Exactly.
I wait until we play Brooklyn next year. I'll use it now.
I wait.
That's disrespectful.
What That's why I said it was going to be disrespectful.
But it could happen. It could happen where a team. Now here's another one. If you're the Clippers and you end up winning that series.
Oh, Luka.
Yeah, we'll I'm grabbing Luka. We'll take Luka. Why wouldn't you?
And then what do the Clippers become?
No, I'm taking Porzingis. I'm joking. No, I'm taking Luka.
What do the Clippers become? Stronger.
But not. Why do you got to be like that?
No, I'm saying they become stronger.
You don't think with his playmaking ability.
I just said they become stronger. I don't think all of a sudden they're a championship team, like they're going to win the championship. Because right now, I don't care what nobody say. That little skinny dude across the river and the beard and the other dude with the hair and all the tattoos.
Yeah.
I look at the championship, not getting to the championship.
So you're saying.
I just look at if the Lakers, in my opinion, if the Lakers, which. Don't look like that's going to happen. I'm kind of starting to realize that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get to the championship, Brooklyn's going to win it, running away. They're just going to win it running away.
They got
nothing for that little skinny dude.
I really got to be real with y'all and mark this down on the show. I don't know what today's date is. Today is June 2nd on Wednesday.
Yep.
It ain't going to be a runaway.
It might not. Whatever it might not be.
Mark it down.
Whatever you want to call it, they're going to win it, though.
I'm trying to tell you, Brooklyn's going to have a hard-ass series against Milwaukee. It's going to be hard. And as much as y'all sleeping on Utah, and I know everything's centered in media around the Lakers and LeBron James, the way they play basketball will make it very difficult for Brooklyn because Brooklyn's going to have to defend, and they can score just like Brooklyn can score. I'm just trying to say, I'm not saying that Brooklyn's not going to have a chance to win it. Y'all think it's going to be a cakewalk. It's not going
to
be a
cakewalk to me is winning it.
A cakewalk to you is winning.
Well,
without a lot of
stress. Drama.
Yes.
If they stay healthy, because the deeper you go in, the more worn down you get.
I've seen it doing it. The way they play, just for everybody, like it's very – they can both take ISOs, and it's a lot of one-on-one and score and score and score. But if you're able to take one or two of them out of the equation – it's going to be tough for them because then they have to rely upon defense and the rest of their team.
Skinny All right, we'll continue this conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to join in on that game. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
With my situation, it's never been about the draft pick. I love the coaching staff.
Love you, brother.
Love my teammates. Love the fan base in Green Bay. Incredible 16 years.
The Lombardi Trophy is going back home.
A lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP.
Touchdown! Is he the MVP
or what?
It's just kind of about a philosophy. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. The people make an organization, and sometimes that gets forgotten.
Oh, the Aaron Rodgers story. I just let that hold. It's about character. It's about community. It's about culture. It's about doing it the right way.
It's about the best players.
I mean, it's about me getting my way. But Key, yesterday we had Rob Domofsky on, the Packers reporter for ESPN, who does a fantastic job. And he had a very interesting take about what's happening in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, boots on the ground there with the fan base that's so passionate about their team, and they love Aaron Rodgers. Or maybe not anymore. Listen to what he said about already what the fan base is feeling about the MVP.
I'm not sure the sentiment right now is all that pro-Rodgers in the sense that Rodgers doesn't want to be here. And people, I don't care what team you root for, but it's especially this way in Green Bay because it's such a small town. If you don't want to be here, people don't want you here. Like it's a very provincial place. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be here, he all of a sudden goes from one of them to one of the others.
He meant one of us to one of them, pretty much. But he also pointed out that he sees, you know, on the lawns, you know, around Titletown, that they have that signs that say like "Go Pack," yeah. Right? That's the
go
thing they say.
Pack,
right.
Go.
Well, it says, "Hey, Aaron, go pack," like meaning get out of here.
Get out of here.
Right?
But I said that though. When did we start the market madness? When did we start that? 3-4 weeks ago?
No. Couldn't have been 3-4 weeks ago. Probably 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah, whatever. It's been a while. I was on vacation.
Actually, probably been about a month ago, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah. When I held up that sign that said closed, when we talked about him getting a seat at the restaurant, and you guys looked at me like I had frogs on my face.
I didn't get the joke. No, I get it.
Now you get it.
No, we got what you were saying. The joke was just bad.
Fell flat.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. Well, I got what you were saying.
It was a
brick. But that's what I was saying. Now you got it. And so it was coming. This was coming all along. I could forecast that back then that it was going to turn on Aaron Rodgers. It was going to turn on him. It wasn't going to be about Aaron Rodgers. It's about the Green Bay Packers and the organization. This is not the New York Jets. I hate to just do that to you.
I understand.
But it's not. This is
history here.
This is exactly. Yeah. This is about our town, our stadium, right in. Have you been to Green Bay before?
Yes.
Right in the middle of our
literally
city, our
in
little
the neighborhood.
Town.
Yes.
This is it. All Green Bay, no matter what, college-type atmosphere, you're not bigger than our organization. And that's why I kept saying the entire time, the general manager is going nowhere. I don't give a damn what the general manager can – he's not going anywhere. That's just their mindset.
Right. And you heard everything that Aaron said as we were joking around. He sounded like a politician about how everybody there is wonderful and the people there, it's always been about the people, like him using sort of a very – politician-like way as if to try to appeal to those everybody that lives there. It's like, hey, you know, this isn't about you. I love all of you. There's one issue and I want out. But he's not going to win this.
I just always go back to that line from The Dark Knight, you know, where it just says, you know, either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true for everybody. True for everybody. And for Aaron Rodgers, as much as he gives those, you know, political correct answers, you know what it is. I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't need people to like me. I don't need you to like me. I want to be, you know, obviously, look,
man,
I love this place.
You say that, but you know
you
don't, he's
but,
not
but
like
But he would
that.
Never say that. He would never say that publicly. But internally, like, I can't make everybody happy, right? When I try to make everybody happy, who ends up not happy? You've heard that you so many times. You.
Mm-hmm.
So for Aaron Rodgers, if it makes you happy to be somewhere else, if you got to get back, what, 40-plus million? Do
well,
it.
Well, I said that when this thing first started about the money giving back. That this was just, so what? I'll give it back. No big deal. I want out of here. That's really true. But in the end, it's about the organization and the fan base in Green Bay. It's not about one player. Aaron Rodgers can go on because now all of a sudden, him saying, okay, I'm sorry, I'm a stay. They're not going to like him even if he said, I'm going to stay now because it's gone too far. They've
really?
Already, yeah, it's
See,
gone
but you,
too far.
You insist that they're going to trade him, and Demoski feels like they're going to make him sit. They're going to leave him there.
They may
they're
do
not going to do it.
They may make him rot. They may do that. But
they call his bluff, basically.
They may do that. Blake Bortles is your starting quarterback.
That's true. But even if they're 0-3 with Jordan Love or
it's
Blake Bortles,
it ain't gonna feel good.
They just say, well, what are we going to do? We've got a guy in the contract. He's not gonna. He doesn't want to play for us.
Yeah,
it's not our fault. He doesn't want to play for us.
I get it.
That's a major problem
Blake
that
Morgan.
Obviously needs to be fixed. Man.
Jordan Love.
Devontae that is the Adams. Guy.
Bye bye.